家早上好。
It is definitely a blessing to see so many of you today.
今天能够看到这么多位在座的，实在是个福气。
I can always tell who are the most faithful by who comes to the early morning meeting.
我可以看这有多少人来清晨的聚会，就知道有多少人是忠诚的。
But there's more than one reason to come early.
可是呢，要早到呢，还有其他的原因。
Of course, we want to make the video look good, so we want to come fill in the front rows.
当然呢，我们要我们的摄影呢能够看起来好看，那多比较多的人能够在这个画面里面。
But most important is because the morning is the best time to give to God.
可是呢，更重要的原因呢，是因为早上是很好的时间，最好的时间要交给上帝。
So even before we get near the end of the weekend here, I just want to tell you one thing.
所以即使是我们还没有来到周末的尾端呢，我还是要告诉你一件事。
If you want to keep the fire and maintain your personal relationship with God,
如果你要继续对让这个火种继续燃烧，能够跟上帝保持好的关系。
One secret is to spend time every morning with the Lord.
一个秘诀就是每天早晨跟上帝花时间在一起。
In Bible study and prayer and meditation.
研究圣经、祷告和默想。
And so, I also want to encourage you to come to the 9 o'clock prayer service.
而且呢，我要鼓励大家来参加早上九点钟的祷告会。
Make sure that you are there on time.
确定你准时到那个地方。
Because without that prayer, it doesn't matter what I preach.
因为如果没有那个祷告的时间呢，不管我讲什么都没用。
Because there will be no power.
因为那将会是没有能力的。
That prayer time, if I can say, is more important than the preaching time.
那个祷告的时间呢，比我讲道的时间更重要。
So don't miss it.
所以请大家不要错过。
Because...You will miss a great blessing.
因为呢，你将会错过很大的福气。
But this morning, our message has an interesting title, especially in the Chinese.
今天早晨我们的信息呢，有一个很有趣的题目，尤其是在中文。
But before we give you the title, let me just tell you that it's directly quoted from the Bible. That's why it's kept the way it is.
但是呢，在我还没有告诉你这个题目之前呢，我要告诉你是从圣经里面自己拿出来的，所以我们呢保持了它原本的那个词句。
And you'll find out why we did that.
你会知道为什么我们这么做。
The title today, this session is More Than Bread and Cheese.
今天的题目呢是比麦饼和奶饼更多的。
And it doesn't have to do with health.
而这个题目呢，跟健康没有任何的关系。
So let us pray as we begin.
让我们在开始的时候祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we ask that you will come here this morning.
我们在天上的父，我们祈求你今天早上来到我们当中。
We remember that Jesus gained much power by spending time with you early in the morning.
我们记得耶稣在清晨与你交通得到很大的能力。
And so we ask for that same power through thy spirit right now.
我们祈求这同样的能力，借着你的圣灵来到我们这里。
May we receive the message you have for us this hour.
让我们接受你在这时刻给我们的信息。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Turn your Bibles with me to 1 Samuel.
请大家翻到撒母耳记上。
1 Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上第十七章。
And we will be spending the majority of our time here this morning.
今天早上呢，我们就会花一些时间在这一段。
We'll begin reading in verse 1.
我们从第一节开始念。
Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Shokoth, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shokoth and Azekah.In Ephes-damim.
非利士人召聚他们的军旅要来征战，聚聚在属犹大的梭哥，安营在梭哥和亚西家中间的以弗大米。
And Saul and his men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines.
扫罗和以色列人也聚聚， 在以拉谷安营，百列队伍要与非利士人打战。
Verse 3, and the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them.
非利士人站在这边山上，以色列人站在那边山上，当中有谷。
Verse 4, and there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span.
从非利士营中出来一个讨战的人，名叫哥利亚，是加特人，身高6肘01虎口。
You remember this story since when you were very young.
我相信在大家年少的时候就记得这个故事。
The nations of Israel and Philistia are at war.
非利士人和以色列人打仗。
This is not unusual.
这不是有什么特别的。
But this time, things have come to a moment of crisis.
可是呢，这一次他们就来到了一个危机。
It has come to an extreme in which something had to be done.
来到了这个时候呢，必须要做一些事。
There was Goliath standing in the valley.
因为那是有哥利亚，他站在这山谷中。
Not only was he a champion warrior of the Philistines,
他不只是非利士人的战士。
We notice what he says.
我们还注意到他说的是什么话。
Verse 8.
第八节。
And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said to them, Why are you come out to see your battle in array?
哥利亚对着以色列的军队站立呼叫说，你们出来摆列队伍做什么呢？
Am not I a Philistine and you servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you and let him come down to me.
我不是非利士人吗？你们不是扫罗的仆人吗？可以从你们中间拣选一人使他下到我这里来。
If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us.
他若能与我战斗，将我杀死，我们就做你们的仆人。我若胜了他，将他杀死，你们就做我们的仆人，服侍我们。
And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we might fight together.
那非利士人又说，我今日向以色列人的军队骂阵，你们叫一个人出来与我战斗。
When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid.
扫罗和以色列众人听见非利士人的这些话，就惊惶极其害怕。
So this is not a normal war and a normal battle.
这不是个普通的战事。
There is a direct challenge to single man combat.
因为呢，在这里有一个一对一的挑战。
And there is a direct defiance of the God of Israel.
而且呢，对以色列的上帝叫战。
And here we see that unless this challenge is met,
在这里我们看见，除非这个挑战呢被接受为迎战，
God's people will be held in reproach.
上帝的子民呢就会被人家看轻。
And so what does God do in this circumstance?
在这样的情况下呢，上帝要怎么办？
We begin again in verse 12.
我们再从12节开始。
Now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem Judah, whose name was Jesse. And he had 8 sons, and the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul.
大卫是犹大伯利恒的以法他人耶西的儿子。耶西有8个儿子。当扫罗的时候，耶西已经老迈。
And we'll skip down to verse 15.
我们跳到第十五节。
But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem.
大卫有时离开扫罗回伯利恒放他父亲的羊。
And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days.
那非利士人早晚都出来站着，如此40日。
It's interesting how the Bible is organized here.
这边呢，我们看到很有趣的，圣经怎样组织它的。他所讲的是
The majority of the first part of chapter 17 are all describing the Philistines and Goliath and his challenge.
在17章的第一部分，大部分是讲到非利士人和他的巨人哥利亚和他的挑战。
And then there are a few verses sandwiched right there that talk about David and how he is the youngest and a shepherd boy.
然后在中间呢，就有一小部分讲到大卫，他是一个最年轻的儿子，而且是一个牧羊的牧童。
And in verse 16, it comes back and it says, and the Philistine presented himself for 40 days.
然后16节的时候，他又再回来讲这非利士人40日的交战。
It's almost as if God is warming us up for the showdown.
上帝呢，好像是在这边呢，要替我们暖身，来看接下来发生的大事。
But how did David receive this grand mission?
大卫怎样接受这伟大的使命呢?
We notice in verse 17.
我们注意到在十七节。
And Jesse said unto David his son, Take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn, and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren.
一日耶西对他儿子大卫说你拿一依法烘了的穗子和十个饼速速地送到营里去交给你哥哥们
Verse 18 And carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their thousand and look how thy brethren fare and take their pledge
再拿这十块奶饼送给他们的千夫长且向你哥哥们且问你哥哥们好向他们要一封信来
David was commissioned by his father to deliver bread and cheese.
大卫呢，就说他父亲的指使，送饼和奶饼去。
That was all.
这就是他所有的指示。
There was no mission to save the world.
没有这所谓救世的使命。
There was no divine angel that came down and led him by the hand.
没有这天上的天使下来牵着他的手。
There was no spirit of inspiration that said, you need to go down to the valley of the battle.
也没有受圣灵的感动说你必须要下到这山谷去。
His father gave him some bread and cheese.
他的父亲就给了他一些麦饼和奶饼。
And so he delivers the bread and he delivers the cheese.
他呢就送了这麦饼和奶饼去。
And you know the story, he was there at the camp and he heard Goliath come and blaspheme God.
然后他就在这个军营里面就听到哥利亚出来向上帝骂战。
And it would have been a fulfillment of his responsibility if he had simply left.
如果当时他这么就离开军营的话呢，他其实已经尽了他的职责。
But instead, what did he do?
可是呢，他却做了些什么？
Verse 31.
第三十一节
And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him.
有人听见大卫所说的话，就告诉了扫罗，扫罗便打发人叫他来。
Verse 32, And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine.
大卫对扫罗说，人都不必因那非利士人胆怯，你的仆人要去与那非利士人战斗。
Verse 33, And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine, to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth.
扫罗对大卫说，你不能去与那非利士人战斗，因为你年纪太轻，他自幼就做战士。
What is the commission and the stated responsibility of David in this circumstance?
大卫在这个情况下呢，他的职责，或者他父亲给他的责任使命是什么呢？
Yeah, what did his father ask him to do?
他的父亲叫他做什么?
To bring the bread and the cheese.
不过是送这麦饼和奶饼。
But if he had simply done what he had been asked,
如果他只是做了他被吩咐做的事,
Goliath would not have been killed that day.
那一天哥利亚就不会被杀害。
The children of Israel would not have been delivered that day.
以色列的子民呢也不会得救。
God would not have been vindicated that day.
上帝的名字呢也不能够被荣耀。
David needed to accomplish more than simply the bread and the cheese.
大卫呢他必须要成就的事是超过这个麦饼和奶饼的。
In a moment of crisis, David recognized that being faithful to the minimum requirement is not enough.
在那个危机的时候，大卫发现到只是做到所要求的最少的是不够的。
He could have gone and he could have said, I am obeying my father, I'm going home.
他可以离开就说我已经照我父亲所吩咐的做了。
He could have said, even the king doesn't want me to do it.
他可以说, 甚至是王也不愿意我这么做,
I need to respect my elders.
我必须要, 遵守我的长者所说的话,
I need to listen to my parents.
我必须要遵从我父母所说的话,
but David recognized that there is something far more important at stake.
可是呢, 在这里大卫发现到有更重要的事情,
he needed to be more than simply faithful.
他必须要做到比忠诚更多。
In a time of peril, in a time of crisis, God doesn't need people who are just faithful to the bare minimum.
在这危机危险的时候, 上帝所需要的不只是那些只是照做最少的那个去做的那种忠诚。
There's a passage in Luke chapter 17 I'd like to look at.
让我们翻到路加福音第17章。
Luke chapter 17 will begin in verse 7.
路加福音第17章第7节。
Jesus is speaking here.
在这里耶稣说,
but which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat?
你们所有仆人耕地或是放羊从田里回来就对他说, 你快来坐下吃饭呢?
And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink.
岂不对他说, 你给我预备晚饭, 束上带子, 伺候我, 等我吃喝完乐, 你才可以吃喝吗?
Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him?
仆人,
I grow not.
仆人照所吩咐的去做, 主人还谢谢他吗? 当然不。
Verse 10, so likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants, for we have done that which was our duty to do.
这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的, 只当说我们是无用的仆人所做的本是我们应分做的。
When God states something we need to do, and we do it, we are still simply unprofitable servants.
当上帝说了一些我们当做的事, 而我们去做了, 我们还不过只是无用的仆人。
Because that's what we're supposed to do.
因为这是我们本分应当做的。
But simply doing what we're supposed to do is not going to do end up being anything great.
可是单单是尽我们所当尽的本分而已呢，这不是什么伟大。
Simply doing the minimum is not going to hasten the second coming.
只是做那最少的需求所要求的呢，是不能够催促耶稣再来。
It is simply bread and cheese.
只不过是麦饼和奶饼而已。
We need to accomplish more than bread and cheese in this hour.
在这个时刻, 我们要做的是超越麦饼和奶饼的。
In Patriarchs and Prophets.
在先祖与先知,
we see what Ellen White has to say about David's mission.
在这里呢, 我们看见怀艾伦他所说的有关于大卫的这个使命。
By his father's direction, he was to carry a message and a gift to his elder brothers.
照着他父亲的指示呢，他是要带着一个信息和食物到他哥哥那里去。
And to learn if they were still in safety and in health.
来知道说他们还是安全和平安。
But unknown to Jesse.
可是耶西不知道的是。
And perhaps unknown to David or anyone else.
甚至是大卫或者是其他的人都不知道。
The youthful shepherd had been entrusted with a higher mission.
这个年轻的牧童呢，已经被托付了一个更大的使命。
The armies of Israel were in peril, and David had been directed by an angel to save his people.
当时的以色列军队呢，他们又面对了危险，而天使吩咐带领大卫去拯救他的子民。
Sometimes God calls us to step outside of what is comfortable into the risk.
有时候上帝呼召我们踏出我们的脚步，离开那舒适的地方。
Because there are giants that need to be killed.
因为呢，在外面有那巨人需要我们去击打的。
It is our responsibility to attend church.
是我们的责任来参与教会。
That's being faithful.
那是忠诚。
It is our responsibility to read our Bibles.
我们读圣经呢, 是我们的责任。
It's even our responsibility to study and worship every morning, as we discussed earlier.
就好像我们刚才所说的, 每天早上呢, 有灵修, 是应该的。
It is our duty to spend time together in prayer.
一起来祷告, 也是我们的责任。
It is our responsibility to pay our tithes and our offerings.
交上我们的十分义和捐款呢, 也是应当的。
It is our responsibility to get a good education so we can have a job to support our family.
我们受很好的教育, 然后来支持我们的家庭呢, 也是我们的责任。
It is our responsibility to be a good and a nice person.
要做一个善良而且很好的人呢, 也是我们的责任。
But these are all bread and cheese.
可是这一切呢, 不过是麦饼和奶饼。
You will not kill any giants by simply doing these things.
只是做这一些事呢, 不会让我们去击杀任何的敌人。
God needs individuals who will be more than faithful to the simple minimum.
上帝所需要的呢, 是, 啊, 超过单单的忠诚。
And if I may speak to us,
如果我能够跟我们说话,
I believe that this is particularly a weakness for people of our culture.
我相信呢, 这是尤其这一点呢, 是我们的这个文化人, 这个文化背景的人的弱点。
We are brought up with the idea that honor and obedience is most important.
我们, 被教养成那种 尊重和顺从长辈呢, 是, 是我们的责任。
And so often we simply relax when we have met the expectation of those who are in authority above us.
所以当我们常常达到了我们那些比我们长辈的人或者是有权威的人所对我们的要求以后呢, 我们就觉得很舒适了。
But we forget that God is our ultimate authority.
可是我们忘了上帝才是我们至高的权威。
And sometimes he tells us to go kill Goliath and we just bring bread and cheese.
有时候他叫我们去击杀哥利亚,可是呢我们只是带了饼和麦饼来。
Sometimes he opens the door of opportunity and we shrink because we are not comfortable.
有时候他打开了机会的门,可是呢我们却退缩了,因为我们感觉到不舒服。
Perhaps it's because we feel responsible to listen to the elders.
或许我们觉得我们有责任去听从我们的长者。
But sometimes we need to be more than faithful.
可是有些时候呢, 我们不单单只是忠诚。
In the Bible, there are individuals.
在圣经里面有许多的人物,
like Daniel.
好像丹尼里,
he could have simply gone to the king's table and eaten the apple out of the pig's mouth.
他其实可以去到, 在这个王的宴席上面呢, 只是吃那桌上的苹果。
But he was more than faithful.
可是他所做的超越了,
we even read that he was putting the person taking care of him, his life at stake in order to eat vegetarian diet.
他为了要吃素食呢, 他甚至把呢照管他的人的生命呢, 也放在了, 这个危险的地盘。
When Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that he couldn't remember,
当尼布甲尼撒王, 他做了个他不记不起来的梦,
Daniel, instead of simply saying, I'm praying, I'm going to pray about it,
丹尼里呢, 他不只是说呢,
he went to the king himself and said, I will show you the interpretation of this dream.
他去了王那边告诉他说,
and when the decree was signed that anyone who prays to any other god for 30 days will be killed,
当王了下令说呢, 在这30天里面谁向其他的神祷告的, 将会被杀害。
Daniel could have gone and prayed in his closet like Jesus told us to.
其实丹尼里呢, 可以好像耶稣告诉我们的这样, 去到密室里面祷告。
But no, he opened his window.
可是没有, 他打开了他的窗口。
Because he recognized that doing the minimum will not kill Goliath.
因为他知道只是做那最少的呢, 是不能够杀死哥利亚的。
And even Elijah.
甚至是以利亚。
Let's look in James chapter 5.
让我们来看一下雅各书第五章。
Elijah lived in a time of national apostasy.
以利亚先知呢, 他活在这全国背叛叛道的时候。
It was a moment of crisis.
那是个危机的时候。
And we remember him as marching into Ahab's court.
我们记得当时他走进了亚哈王的皇宫。
But how did he get there?
他怎么去到那边的呢?
James chapter 5 verse 17.
雅各书第五章第十七节。
Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are.
以利亚和我们一样是一样性情的人。
And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months.
他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。
Sometimes we think that it didn't rain because God told Elijah it wouldn't rain.
我们以为说那时候天不下雨，是因为上帝告诉以利亚说天不要下雨。
According to this verse, it was Elijah that asked that it might not rain.
可是根据这个经文这边告诉我们呢，是以利亚求上帝不要降雨。
Elijah knew that simply reading his Bible in his mountain home at that moment was not enough.
以利亚先知他发现到，只是在他山上的屋子里面祷告呢是不够的，读圣经是不够的。
He prayed for something greater to happen.
他要求祷告，求上帝使更大的事情发生。
He was taking a risk.
当时他冒了一个风险。
And we today.
而我们今天。
Are we simply delivering bread and cheese?
我们是不是只是送麦饼和奶饼呢？
Are we content with living our life doing simply the minimum of what is required?
我们是不是只是达到要求我们的最少的，我们就感觉到满足了呢？
Who are we going to be? Are we going to be David's brothers who are shaking when they hear Goliath's voice?
我们要成为怎样的人呢？好像这大卫的兄弟们那样，听到哥利亚的声音呢，就颤抖了。
Or are we going to be more than faithful?
还是我们要超过这单单最少的忠诚？
Are we going to deliver more than bread and cheese?
我们是不是要送更多过麦饼和奶饼呢？
God has giants in this world right now.
现在上帝在这地上呢也有巨人。
And he wants someone to kill those giants.
他要一些人去杀死这些巨人。
And when is someone going to do it?
而在什么时候这些人要做这些事呢？
We have said at this camp,
我们说了就在这次的营会,
that day is at hand.
那一天呢已经到了。
We need to be more than faithful friends.
各位朋友，我们要做的是在超越单单的忠诚。
It's no longer time for minimum.
我们不再是在那个只达到最少要求的时刻。
Because there are giants that need to be killed today.
因为今天呢有很多的巨人要我们去杀死。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父,
may we offer you today more than just bread and cheese.
求你帮助我们今天呢向你献上的不只是饼和奶饼。
But may we be as David offering you more than our minimum faithfulness.
让我们好像大卫这样能够向你献上更多的不只是单单的忠诚。
And may we not be content and only that which we have been told to do.
让我们不要只是达到吩咐我们的去做的就满足了。
May we stretch our youthful energies and abilities.
让我们能够施展我们年轻的能力和才能。
So that we can be creative in the warfare in this time.
让我们在这时刻的战斗中呢能够有创意。
And Lord, there are young people in this room.
在这房间里面有很多年轻人
who have potential to slay many giants.
有很大的潜能能够杀死很多的巨人。
And I pray today that as you led David by an invisible angel,
今天呢我的祷告是当你像当年那样带领大卫借着看不见的天使，
May you lead these young people now.
也愿你在这个时刻带领这些年轻人。
Truly we believe that the day is at hand.
因为我们真正的相信时日已经到了。
Bless us as we continue to study and learn from your word today.
今天我们继续研究你的话语和学习的时候，求你赐福给我们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
此节目由纪晓媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览 www.loudvoicemedia.com。